I am that I am. I'm the great God. I'm the great deliverer. I'm a mighty God. I can take nothing. I can take chaos, and I can create something wonderful. Because I'm faithful who promised. I'm not a promise breaker. I'm a promise keeper, says God. If I said it, I'll make it good. I'll do it. And God has said a lot of things that pertain to life and godliness about us. He's made us some precious promises, and we cannot afford to forget either one of those promises. He has promised us. He's faithful who promised. Amen. Not a man that he should lie. God said it. God will make it good. He'll bring it to pass. And so I'm just this morning trying to make a comparison. If there is such a comparison of all the broken promises, as I was just looking at all this stuff, man, on the news, I was like, oh my God. I tell you, man, I was looking at all this lettuce that they pulled off the shelf, man. I tell you, man, God promised he would protect us. And I was looking at already 67 people, man, that God, I thought I went ahead and ate the stuff anyway, man. My God, I said, God, give us warnings, and we just, you know, he's faithful who promised. If he said, don't do it, don't do it. You know, he has a way to warn us. And that, man, it was just coming out of California, Salina, California, contaminated. E. coli lettuce, romaine lettuce, and some people, man, didn't believe it, man, and went right on and ate it. Now 67 people, man, fight for their life, man, sick, you know, become spoiled on Thanksgiving, eating that stuff, man. I'm telling you, man, we need to pay attention because God is faithful. He said, I will protect you. I will shield you. Ooh, my God. Some people took the warning, some people didn't. And so I was just looking at it. I was like, why did they do it after they put out a global message not to? You know, God is faithful, man, who promised. And so I'm just so glad. I'm just so thankful that he protects us. When he promised he's going to protect you, God will protect you. You got to pay attention. When God warns you, you got to pay attention. You have to pay attention. You can't take for granted. You can. So I just thank the Lord this morning. Amen. I could just go on and on down the list of things I saw in the last. In the last 5 or 6 hours, I was looking at news this morning, and just one thing after the other, and I was like, praise you, Lord. We have so much to be thankful for, Lord. You promised us life. You promised it to us more abundantly, and we certainly enjoyed ourselves on yesterday. Amen. As I hear many of you did. So the promises of the Lord, they just hold fast. They hold firm. They're faithful. You know, he makes it good. He brings it to pass. And so let's forever bless the Lord. Let's forever praise his name, because we have so much to be thankful for and so much to be grateful for, because there's many, many people out there who don't trust God, who don't acknowledge God. Look, you know, I don't know about you, but for years, as long as I can remember now, I never put anything in my mouth that I don't thank God for before I do it. I sanctify it. I pray. I give thanks over it. I don't care if I'm in a restaurant. I don't care. And we have escaped a lot of E. coli, by all kinds of bacteria, y'all, because we sanctify our food with prayer before we put it in our mouth. You know, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And so if you're going to eat something and put it in your mouth, you better make sure you thank God for it. You better give God praise for it. I was reading something this morning, man, looking on news, and it was talking about how many people go in restaurants and eat food and don't know the cook, don't even wash their hands. You know, they did a study. I just saw the study, man, how many people got sick eating food in a restaurant because the cook did not wash his hands when he prepared the food, and bacteria spread on it. I mean, I was like, good God almighty, man, they're taking this thing serious, but they want to warn the people. They want to warn the people, man, that you need to be very careful. And I got to thinking, man, I'm so glad that I know how to pray. I'm so glad that I know how to ask God to sanctify something before I put it in my mouth, put it in my body. You know, and some people just grab and throw it in their mouth and eat. Don't even think about it, man. Don't even think about it. Just eat, just eat, just eat. Because they don't think about God made you a promise that I was sanctified. If you sanctified unto me, I'll sanctify it unto you, says God. You know, if you ask God to cleanse it, he'll cleanse it. If you ask God to sanctify, to purify, God, I know these words sound familiar. Y'all know how we be saying it. Lord, sanctify this food, purify. Let it be nourishing to our body. Don't let it make us sick, God. There's a reason why we do that, because God has promised to sanctify it, you sanctify it. God has promised to cleanse it, and you cleanse it. If you thank him, if you ask him to, he's faithful who promised. I will do it for you, says God. So, amen, amen. So we thank you, Lord. I can just go
Not a temptation, but deliver us from evil. But
and we give you all the glory. You were faithful for that promise. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank you this morning. Amen. My scripture this morning, you heard some scriptures already, but the scripture, the chapter I want to read this morning to you is out of the book of Psalms, chapter 28. Just really, really blessed my soul, and it was David's prayer against his enemies. As we heard this morning, already said out of Psalm 34, that the enemies of the righteous are many, y'all. There are many, many enemies out there. Some of them on two legs, some on four legs, some of them invisible, but they're out there, you know. Some of them are disembodied spirits, some of them are demonic, but we have so, so many enemies. And sometimes we can be our own enemy because we lack understanding, we lack wisdom, we lack knowledge, and we hastily do things sometimes without any consideration or weighing consequences. So we have a lot of enemies out there that we have to be aware of. Sometimes our very own heart, our very own mind, our very own thought, when we don't let them come in agreement with God's will for us, can be an enemy to us. Amen. But we thank the Lord this morning for the word of the Lord that enlightens us, and we pray against all of our enemies, foreign, domestic, friendly, but we don't care. We pray against all of our enemies because the enemies of God are our enemies. Our enemies are his enemies, and they are many. But God has conquered us. He's defeated all of our enemies, and we have to reinforce that defeat by fighting from the position of victory, by knowing that we can pray to God against our enemies just like David did. So let's listen to David's prayer real quick, and then we'll bring on Pastor Eric. And I want you to think of it in these terms. David prays against his enemies. We have to pray against ours. Don't get caught up in who they are, but we just know that they are out there. So we pray. But in the midst of it all, we also pray that God will bless us. Amen. As we pray for our enemies, we also pray that God will bless us and that he will bless the people too. Amen. We don't want to just pray for us. We want to pray that our prayer will bless others too. So let's just read this to you and just listen as we cry out to God this morning. It says, "Unto thee I will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit." Talking about that well this morning. We ain't falling in no well this morning. "Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle." Three, "Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity." I'm a saint, God. "Which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief in their hearts." "Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up." God, every pagan system of paganism and heathenism, God, we just thank you, Lord God. "For the work of your hand, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand." You just don't have no regard. "He shall destroy them and not build them up." Six, "Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voices of our supplication. The Lord is my refuge and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped by him. Woo. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed." Oh God, we give you praise. "Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, Lord, and lift them up forever." My God, thank you for your word. Sanctify us even this morning, God, with thy word. God, we give you the praise in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Pastor Eric.
Hallelujah. Praise God, Pastor. Amen. Just truly thanking God, amen, that God has imparted that scripture, amen, in your heart this morning as we celebrate. Praise be to God, the after effect of a wonderful event, a wonderful time with our family, amen, that we continue, praise be to God, to stay on the front line as we continue to fight this good fight of faith every day. And we're praying, amen, that God will continue, amen, continue to allow his word to go out before us, amen. And according to Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word go forth out of my mouth, that it will not return void, but it will accomplish what it was set out to do. Amen. And we thank God, amen, that we're not attached to all of this paganism and idolatry that is going on in the world. Amen. We're separating ourselves from it each and every day. We are doing a evaluation on our life. Amen. We're watching what we put in our mouth. We're watching what we put in our ears and on our tongue and things that goes on in our hands, things that goes on in our mind. Amen. We're watching it. Amen. We're being sober-minded. We're being vigilant for everything. Amen. That's around us. So we thank God. Amen. For another morning, another day. Amen. As we woke up this morning, we said, God, we thank you for giving us another day to breathe, to live, to rejoice, amen, to spend this valuable time with our family, amen, time that we, you know, as coming up, amen, a lot of time that we lost, but we thank God, amen, that we're making up that time now as we are working together, praise be to God, and everything that we're going through, amen, we're all going through it together, amen, we are winning together, amen. And we are striving together and we are fighting together. Amen. We are all in this war together. For God said, our weapon of warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God of pulling down every stronghold. So God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for pulling down every stronghold, every attack of the enemy, God. Every type of snare, every type of paganism and idolatry, all of the evilness and the hustle and the bustle that is going on in the world. Lord, we thank you that we have this day, Father God, this moment, Father God, as we are just like Mary, God, that we're laying at the feet of you, Father God, the feet of Jesus right now, Father God, and we're putting away all of our hidden agendas, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that you have given us another day to wake up. We are so thankful, Father God. We're thankful for everything that you are doing in our life and our children's lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the ministry, Father God, that we are able to get on this phone line, that we're not forsaking the assembly of God's people, for some are in the habit and the pattern of doing until the day of Christ's return, that we get on this phone line to exhort one another, to encourage one another, then everything that we're doing, Father God, with words and deed, God, we're doing it all in the name of Jesus. So we thank God, amen, for everyone, amen, to chime in this morning for our prayer, created culture prayer line this morning. As we continue, amen, to move forward, to grow, to increase, amen. As we continue to give you the word, what the word of the Lord has given us, as by the Holy Spirit, amen. We move by the Holy Spirit. We led by the Holy Spirit, amen. We preach by the Holy Spirit. We teach by the Holy Spirit, amen. We declare everything out of our mouth by the Holy Spirit. So, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God. For everyone, Father God, who have sacrificed their time this morning to be obedient, Father God, to hear your word, Father God, to hear what the word said. You said faith coming by hearing, and hearing is the word of God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for hearing your word, God, that most, Father God, can see your word, Father God. Most, Father God, can hear your word as they put it all together, Father God, and they bring it, Father God, to an expected end. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God. As I hear the word of God this morning, amen, as Pastor Lester, amen, gave us the passage of scriptures, praise be to God, in Psalms, amen, 28, praise be to God, as David, praise God, call unto the Lord thy God, amen, for rescuing from an enemy, amen. For our weapon of warfare, you know, it's not carnal, but it's mighty through God of pulling down every stronghold. And our enemy, we can't see him, but we know he's there because the Bible says he goes around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. Amen. So that's why, amen, that we're fighting this good fight of faith. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for our enemies. Amen. Because God said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Pray for those, amen, who are going against us, amen. Lord, let them be a blessing to us and not a curse. So that's what David was doing, amen. He kept his eyes on the hill which cometh his help. He knew his help was coming from the Lord, amen, because God is the author and the finisher of our faith, amen. And if God did it for David by then, he's doing it right now. He's the Lord thy God. He do not change, amen. He is not like man that he shall lie, nor the Son of Man, that he shall repent on what he said. So we're going to stand firm to God's word, amen. We're going to continue, amen, to please God, because he said when a man pleases him, he'll even make his enemy be at peace with him. So we thank God, amen, that our enemies are at peace with us. We are not running away from our enemy. We are facing our adversary. We are not giving them an inch. We are not giving them an opportunity. We're always going to keep our sword in our right hand and our shield in our left hand. Amen. We're going to continue, amen, to strive in the things of God without compromising. We're going to continue to preach the word in truth, amen, but in love, as Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and 1, and I'm going to read this, amen, this passage of scripture that God gave me this morning. Praise be to God, to let everybody know, amen, just as much as God did for the Apostle Paul, amen, he's doing for us also, amen, because we are all in ministry together. We in unity. And Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting with verse 1, he said, working together with him, we strongly urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. We're not receiving God's grace in vain, amen. What we do it all for the name of Jesus. We do it in love, amen. We tell people the truth, amen. The Bible said the word of God, amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, amen. We are free, amen. So therefore, we are not serving together in vain, amen. There's no competition here. We ain't doing things our way. We're doing things God's way, amen. And when we send out scripture, when we send out the word of God, amen, we're all doing it together because we want everyone to be free and remain free and do not be entangled in the yoke of bondage anymore. The word of God said by turning away from sound doctrine, amen, we're going to stick with sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is the word of God, amen. We are not going about what people are saying, what people are talking about, what they're saying up under their tables or on their in their dinner table about what we're doing. We're only preaching what the sound doctrine said. And he said his merciful kindness. For he said at the acceptable time, the time of grace, I listen to you and I help you on the day of salvation. He said, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, saints of God. The day right now. Now, right now is the day of salvation. He said, and I love this because this put us in that position. He said, we put no obstruction in anyone's path. We don't put no roadblock in people's way. Amen. We're not chasing people. We're chasing after the God that we serve. We're not chasing after idol. We're not chasing after money. We're not chasing after a picture to put on a billboard. We're not chasing to get no power, fame, and fortune. We're not chasing to go to Hollywood to be in the movie. No. He said, we are not putting any instruction in anyone's path so that the ministry will not be discredited. Amen. We're not going to do anything, amen, to upset God. We do everything that God has given us to do. We follow his lead. We follow his plan. We hear his voice. And we are out to save souls, amen. We're not about people, not about their money, not about number. We're not counting heads like David. We are counting souls, amen. We're doing everything we can to put fresh souls in heaven. That is the reason why we preach the way we preach. That's the reason why we teach the way we teach. That's the reason why we get on this phone line, what seems foolish to man, but God said I'll conform it to the wise. Amen. That's why we are always staying on track and we're being led by the Holy Spirit. He said, but we commend ourselves in every way as servants of God in great endurance and suffering, in hardship, in distress, in beating, in imprisonment, in riots, in labors, in sleepless nights, in hunger, in purity and serenity, in knowledge and spiritual insight, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love, amen, agape love, amen. We do it because God loves us, amen, and he adores us, amen. And God, he sees, amen, he sees what is done in secret. He said, I'm rewards you openly, amen. We do it all in genuine love, amen. We don't do this, amen, as I said before, we don't do this for power, fame, and fortune. We don't do this to get people to like us, amen. We do this because we do it out of the love of God, and the love of God is what restored us. It rescued us. Amen. We are not old no more. Amen. We are new in Christ. Amen. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17, he said, therefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, new things are yet to come. So we do this out of love of God. Amen. We don't mind preaching. We don't mind teaching. We don't mind encouraging and building up the saints of God for the working of the kingdom of God. Amen. He said here, in speaking the word of truth, every word that comes out of the mouth of God is the truth, because he is the truth. And we speak the word of truth, amen, in the power of God by the weapons of righteousness for the right hand. I love this. Watch this. The right hand, like holding the sword to attack. So you got in the right hand, you got the sword, which is what? The word of God to attack. This is how we defeat the enemy. And for the left, like holding the shield to defend. So you got the sword in your right hand. Picture this as a Roman soldier, amen, or as a soldier in the army of the Lord. You can have created any type of metamorphosis, but I want you to picture this. You got your word, which is the sword, and you got your shield to defend. You use the word, amen, to put it in the offense, and it can be used in the defense. Amen. It's the word of God. And you got your shield to block out, amen, to block out the fiery dart, to block out all of the deceptionness and the evilness and the paganism and the idolatry of the enemy. And you also can use that shield to bash him side his head, amen, crush him side his head, knock him side his head, to confuse the enemy, amen. Then you take your sword and you go ahead and defeat the enemy. You kill the enemy. You chop his head off. That's how it works. Amen. And Paul said here, and a man glory and dishonor by evil report and good report. Amen. We thank God for the testimonies of the saints. Amen. It said in the word of God, said we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. We love to hear what the word of God is doing in people's lives. We love a good report. Whose report you're going to believe in? Amen. We're going to believe in God's report. Amen. We're not believing what's going on. Amen. Outside of the realms. Amen. We're looking on the inner man. Amen. We're seeing the big picture. Amen. God's report. God is revealing these things to us. Amen. And we don't have to always get on the news. We don't have to look on social media. We hear it from the Spirit of the Lord thy God. And he shows us. Amen. He's not keeping us out of the big picture. He's revealing these things to us to let us know what is about to come. He's giving us warnings, amen. That's why he said, amen, for I know the plans that I have for you, plans of peace and not evil, plans for you and I to have an expected end with a hope and a future. God knows the future. He knows everything. He knows all, amen. He knows what the end is going to be. He said the end of a thing is better than the beginning of a thing. And Paul said here, as dying, yet we live. We're dying, amen. We're dying to the things of this world. We're dying to idolatry. We're dying to paganism, amen. We're dying to things that used to get our attention, amen, that used to be a habit. Paul said, as dying, yet we live, as punished, yet not killed. Come on, saints of God. The devil should have done it yesterday. He could have done it the day before. We should have been dead, but God said, look at here. We are not dying, we are living. We shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord in the earth. We are not killed. Amen. We are awake this morning. Amen. God has breathed his life into us. Amen. You can't pay enough money, amen, for oxygen out there. It's only given from God. Amen. The rich man gotta pay, amen, the same price as we had to pay, amen. When we gave our life over to Christ, we're not looking for money. We're not looking for fame. We're not looking to live in this world forever, because to be absent from the body, the word of God said to be present in the Lord, amen. So we're absent from the body, amen. You can't kill a dead man. We're dead man's walking, amen. When I say dead man, I mean all human, amen. If you gave your life over to Christ, amen, and you're living a life that is holy and pleasing and accepted unto the Lord, amen, you are not going to die in this world. You're going to live. Praise be to God. And he said, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. We're always rejoicing, not just because yesterday was Thanksgiving, but we're rejoicing, amen, every day, saints of God. As poor, yet bestowing riches on many, as having nothing, yet possessing all things. Amen. We got everything that we need because God said, according to Philippians 4:19, that I will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory, his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. God has given us everything that we need. Amen. Some people think they ain't got nothing, but I tell you, the devil is a liar. You have everything that you need to live in this world, amen, because God supplied all of our needs, amen, all. And when the word said all, that means everything, not a little bit. He said all of our need, everything, every need is being met, amen. He said, we speak freely to you, Corinthians. We are keeping nothing back. We ain't holding nothing back. Pastor Lester, Pastor Sharon, myself, and Pastor Phoebe, we are not holding nothing back. Amen. We're giving you everything that God has given us. Amen. We're not trying to hide nothing. We're not trying to go to heaven by ourselves. We want to take everybody with us. Amen. We're on our way to heaven. But until that day come, amen, we got to work out our soul salvation through fear and trembling. So he said here, and our hearts is open wide. There is no limit to our affection for you, but you are limiting your own affection. Amen. We got to have an affection for God. Amen. God is our source. Amen. God is our redeemer. God is our healer. Amen. We got to continue to keep our eyes focused on him and our mind stayed on him, that he will continue to keep us in perfect peace. In verse 13, it said, now in the same way as a Pharisee chain for our love towards you, I'm speaking as I would to children, open wide your heart to us also. Amen. Continue to pray for us. Amen. As we continue to pray for you. Amen. Every day, every second of the hour. Amen. Continue, amen, to stay in this good fight of faith, amen. We are winning, saints of God. And I love this, amen. This is what really caught my attention when God told me this in the spirit here, in the word. He said, do not be unequally bound together with unbelievers. Do not make mismatched alliances with them. Inconsistency with your faith. For what partnership can righteous have with lawlessness? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? Amen. That's why we have to separate ourselves from the patterns and the habits of this world, idolatry and paganism. And we recognize the attacks of the enemy. Amen. The Bible said, do not be ignorant of Satan's devices. So we recognize those things. Amen. We recognize things that used to have a strong hold on us. Amen. But it does not anymore because now we are new in Christ. Amen. We are new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, new things are yet to come. So we are being separated each and every day, amen, from these things. He said, don't be unequally yoked, amen. You only serve God, amen. You can't love the world, amen. You can't be a friend of the world. The Bible said a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So we love God, amen. We love everything about God. God is love, agape love, unconditional love, always abiding. His love is unmeasured, amen. You can't put a measuring stick on God's love because he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's why, amen, that's why we have to be separated, amen, from the old things, the things of our past, the things that try to make fun of us, amen, the things that call us things that we're not. We thank God, amen, that we're not attached to those things anymore because we asked God and we made a request to God and we made our petition to God to separate us from them things and people, amen.
I said people, place, and things that is in the world, because we love the life that we live. We live the life for Christ, amen, and we only want to satisfy God, amen. We do more for God, and we'll live forever, amen, eternally. We got eternally life, amen, with Jesus. For he said that he sits at the right hand of the Father interceding for you and I. So God knows, amen. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're facing, amen. And he's given us his word, which is his sword and his shield to defeat the enemy, amen. Because we are winning. We are winning, saints of God. Our children are winning. Our children are saved. Our children are sanctified. Our children are purified because of the word that we speak out of our mouth. Because whatsoever man thinketh in his heart, that's what he becomes. And so we speak it for our children, amen. Some of them don't even know how to pray, and some of them do. But the ones who do not know how to pray know how to call on God. That's why God is using us as elders, as parents, amen, as mother and father, to speak for our children, amen. And we don't have to be face to face with them. We just get on our knees, or we can prostrate on the floor of our bedroom, our prayer closet, and we can call out the name of Jesus, that God will protect them, heal them, deliver them, that he will separate them from the things of this world so that they do not be unequally yoked, that they will hear from God, listen to what God is saying, be led by the Holy Spirit, amen, to be directed, to be ordained, amen, for the work of ministry, that they will use that gift that is inside of them, that will bring them before great men. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, for your word this morning, Father God, for the word of God is spoken through the man of God, through the woman of God, through the children of God. We thank you, Father God, for the prophetic word, Father God, that has spoken across this radio wave, phone wave, Father God, satellite wave, every type of communication that is going out over this phone line. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for all of the praise, Father God, and the worship that was spoken on this phone line. When someone got on this morning, just said, I thank you, Jesus, amen. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for that was a word of encouragement, God. That was a word, Father God, to know, Father God, that you're sitting high, that you'll look low, Father God, that heaven is your throne and earth is your footstool, Father God. And we, Father God, hear your word, God. We hear the word of the testimony from the saints, Father God, because it builds us up, God. It let us know, Father God, that our work is not in vain, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that great is our reward at the end, Father God. But we're thanking you right now, at this moment, Father God, for this is the day, Father God, that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for this day, God. We thank you for this opportunity, God. We thank you, Father God, that you have come into our lives, Father God, that you have changed our thinking, changed our habits, changed our pattern, God, and you have lined them up, Father God, with your word, Father God, because you said, Father God, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Lord, we eat your word and we taste and see that your word is good, and your word, Father God, is good to our soul, Father God, is good to our health, Father God, is good to our way, Father God. For those are the things, Father God, you said, beloved, I wish above all that you be in good health, just as much as your soul may prosper, God. You want our way to prosper, God, because you said, Father God, if we write down the vision, make it plain and clear, though it may tarry, you said, wait on it, God. That is our way, Father God. That is your way for us, Father God. For your plan, Father God, supersede every plan of man, Father God, because you said that the path of a man may seem right, but in the end it leads to death, God. We thank you, Father God, that we follow your way, your plan, Father God, and we are separated from the things of this world, Father God, to be purified by your spirit, Father God, the Holy Spirit, God, that leads us, guides us, protects us, Father God. We thank you for the anointing, Father God, because it's the anointing that destroys the yokes, Father God. We thank you that yokes are being broken right now, Father God, as we pray for the people of this world, Father God, of this nation, Father God. We love the United States, God. The United States was a country founded by you, Father God, by your word, by your spoken word, God. But we pray, Father God, for those who are in high position, Father God, principalities and dark in heavenly places, God. We pray, Father God, that they will look, Father God, beyond their selfishness, God, and their arrogance and their pig head and their stubbornness and their rebellion, Father God, and they will turn their face away from evilness and deceptionness and cunning and craftiness and ism and schism and snipping and tipping. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that someone, Father God, will make a difference, Father God, in that high office, Father God, that someone, Father God, would change, Father God, and pull that callous off of their heart, Father God, because it's affecting your people, Father God. But Lord, I thank you, Father God, according to Isaiah 54 and 17, you said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. We thank you, God, that it may be forming, God, but it will not prosper, God, because the prayers of the righteous, God, praying for these people, God, praying for the president of the United States, praying for the vice president, praying for his family, praying for Congress, God, praying for all the judicial, Father God, court system, Father God, because we got a lot of court system that's crooked, Father God. They going in their own way, God. You said, God, that the path of a man may seem right, but in the end, it leads to death, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that they will follow your word, Father God. Follow what the Bible said, all 66 books of the Bible. Every letter of the law is what kill it, God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that they will change their thinking, God. They will change their thoughts, Father God. And they will be led by the Holy Spirit, God. The Holy Spirit would indulge them, Father God, with power, Father God, to change their way, change their decision when they get that pen and they begin to start making authorization, Father God, on this and that, Father God, for the betterment of the people, Father God. But Lord, we thank you that we serve you, God. You are our King. You are our Lord, Father God. You are our Alpha and you are our Omega, Father God. You are the first and you are the end, God. And we give you the praise, God, for all that you have done, Father God, because you are the same God as yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. You're working it out, Father God. It's working out for our good according to Romans 8 and 28. You said, "In all things work together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." God, we thank you, Father God, that you have chosen us as the new generation, Father God, the generation that is changing things, that we are being the difference to make a difference in this world, God. We're making every stumbling block to be our building block, God. We're growing, we're increasing, God. We're keeping our heads up, God. We're moving forward, God. We're overgrowing, Father God. We're expanding our territory, Father God. We're expanding our horizon, Father God. We're expanding our thinking, Father God. We're forward thinkers, Father God. We're pushing forward, God, and we're using your word, Father God, to go out, Father God, to bust up, crush up, destroy anything of the devil, Father God, because he is defeated. His camp is confused right now. They're running scared, God. We're shaking up a hornet nest, Father God. They don't know what to do, Father God, because of the prayers that goes across our mouth over this phone line, God. We're not doing it for power, fortune, and fame, but we're doing it, Father God, because we are winning, Father God. And you said we already have the victory, God, because there is victory in the name of Jesus. We got victory over all this idolatry and paganism and ism and schism and witchcraft and deception. Lord, we got victory over because we have your word that is in our heart, God, that we shall not sin against you, God, that we keeping that word pure in our heart, God. So whatever we put in our mouth, whatever, Father God, that we see with our eyes and our ears, God, it is already purified, Father God. Every morsel of food, Father God, every word that proceeds, Father God, out of man's mouth, God, it is purified, sanctified before it even enter into our ears, into our minds, into our heart. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we're sober-minded, we're vigilant, we're watchful, we're paying attention, we're paying attention to the slightest detail, we're watching everything that is going on, Father God, because you see all, know all, hear all, do all, Father God, and you is all, Father God. You are, Father God, I agape love, God. You are, Father God, our redeemer, Father God. You are, Father God, our healer, Father God. And we turn to you, Father God. We keep our eyes on the hill which come at our help. Our help coming from you, Father God, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God. And we're operating by faith and not by sight, Father God. We don't have to see it to believe it, God. We know that you already spoke it. You already gave it to us, Father God. We already receive it, Father God, because you said, according to Acts 2 and 17, in the last day I will pour out my spirit upon all sons and daughters, that your young man shall see vision. Lord, we're seeing it right now. You're giving us vision to see, Father God. You're given vision with vision, Father God. And you said your old man shall dream dream. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that we are having dreams, Father God, and we're dreaming dreams, God. And they're all combining together with the vision and the dream, Father God. And we're seeing what the outcome is being right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father God. We didn't receive no bad report or bad news or anyone that in our family or our friends or our loved ones or our co-workers or anyone that we come in contact with. We didn't receive no bad news last night, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that everybody was in their right mind, Father God, their right talking, Father God. They were sober-minded. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you for this Thanksgiving day, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We just thank you, God, because we enter your court with thanksgiving, and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your court with praise, God. We thank you, Father God, that we're in the most holy of holy, God, that we are doorkeepers, God. We are gatekeepers, God. We're standing on the wall, and we continue to preach the truth in love without compromising. Because this is what we love, God. We love, God, encouraging, building your people up, God, in prayer, Father God, in word, but also in deed, Father God, in action, Father God. You say, how can you love me who you don't see, but hate your brother and sister who you do see? Lord, we love you, God, and we love your brothers and our brothers and sisters. We love our loved ones. We love, Father God. You said, love our enemies, God. I know time to get hard to love our enemy, but you said love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we continue to pray, Father God, for those who are trying to persecute us, because your words say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. They will not prosper, because nothing in this world shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Nor death, nor height, nor principality, no paganism, no idolatry, no witchcraft, no ism and schism, no cunning and crafting and deceptionist, no deceivingness, no accusing, false accusing, none of that stuff, none of that stuff, materialistic stuff, none of this should be able to separate us from the love of God. Because our love, Father God, is your love. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for keeping us in perfect peace, keeping our minds always stayed on you. And you put us in remembrance of your word, God, according to Jeremiah chapter 1 and 12. Your word is all that we need, all that we need, all that we need, Lord, because it's fresh manna from heaven, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that it encourages us, it builds us up, it keeps us on the straight, Father God. For you said, Father God, that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Lord, we thank you that you're delighting in our way, Father God, because our way is your way. Our thought is your thoughts, Father God. We thank you for engrafting your word in our hearts this morning, Father God. As some of us are preparing to go to work, Father God, some of us preparing, Father God, to go out in this world, Father God, and let us continue to be a light in a dark place, Father God. Let us continue, Father God, to be separated and do not be unequally yoked, Father God. For you, Father God, knows what's best for your children. We love you, we honor you, and we praise you, and we continue to call out the name of Jesus. For he said, if I be lifted up, that I will draw all men unto me. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus. So we say this prayer, Father God, and we're being anxious for nothing, but we're praying for everything, everything. We're doing it in prayer. And we thank you, Father God, for hearing this request, Father God, for all the prayer requests from all the saints of God who are diligently seeking you, Father God. You say you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, God, as they seek you each and every day, all day, Father God. Continue to keep their mind stayed on you with perfect peace, Father God. Peace, Father God. Peace. Perfect peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for another day this year to have a celebration with family, food, fun, and love, Father God, and compassion for one another, God. Thank you, God, that we can come together that we have all that we need, Father God. And we're always giving thought to those out there who are homeless, those out there who don't have a place to stay, those out there who don't have a warm bed to live in, those out there, Father God, who don't know where the next drink of water is going to come from, Father God. They don't know where the next job is going to come, God. But we thank you, Father God, that you're keeping them, Father God. You're keeping them, God. You're keeping them. You're providing them, God, with resources out there, God. Homeless shelter, Father God. Soup kitchens, Father God. You got people out there, Father God, that is using, Father God, what you have given them, Father God. And they're being restored right now, Father God. So we pray for all the ones, Father God, that is out there standing on the corner, Father God, that is giving, Father God, their last morsel of food, Father God, that so that a family, Father God, can have something to eat, to put something in their bellies, Father God, to have some satisfaction, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we, Father God, continue, Father God, to lend a helping hand, Father God, for those out there who just don't have it, Father God. We give attention to that, Father God. We're not walking away, Father God. We're being the good Samaritan, and we're going to help, Father God. We're going to help as you give us everything that we need, God. And you said, take no thought on what we may need, that you will give us everything that we need, Father God, to provide. We thank you, Father God. Everything, every good and perfect gift come from above. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, King. We thank you. You are our God. And we thank you and we worship you and we submit everything to you. Everything. We surrender. Surrender our life, surrender our vision, surrender our plans. We surrender them all to you, Lord, because you are the author and the finish of our faith. As we continue to seek your face, to see your face, as we continue to find you, God, as we call out your name, you say, I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. But God, you say you reveal those things to us in the spirit. And we thank you for delivering the words of God to us in the spirit this morning and every day, all day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord.